and fueled fresh anger. For years, the war had been a long way away in the old Shadowland, and so had become emotionally remote to most of the people. The Deceiver raid brought the war back home. The old enthusiasm resurfaced. The Liberator told the crowd that the years of preparation were over. It was time to carry justice to the wicked. But moving immediately meant a winter campaign. I asked the old man if he really intended that. "Damn straight." "More or less. They have their feet up down there. You know that. You've been riding smoke. I mean, who would be crazy enough to take a crack at the Don de Presch when the snow is flying?" "Who indeed? It'll mean some major hardships for the soldiers."
"If an old fart like me can take it, they can all take it."
"Right. Only some of us can take it better than others. Some of us are obsessed. Hell, us Black Company guys have obsessions and hatreds enough for everybody." Work became my all. I was past the evil time. No longer did I fall back into cruel yesterdays in order to escape crueler todays that I could detect. But I did not sleep well. Hell still lurked beyond sleep's wall. I lost myself in the annals, re-recording everything the fire had claimed. I ran away by riding smoke out into the past, where and when I could, to check my recollections. One Eye's arsenal increased its production. The old man drove the ruling class crazy, trying to get money to pay for everything. Word of the new stage spread through the Taglian territories as fast as horses could run. Lady began gathering her forces and training them to deal with the darknesses that had given the Shadow Masters their name. I became aware that Goblin had dropped out of sight, completely, but that only weeks after the actual event. I feared that he'd been murdered, but Croker didn't seem concerned. One Eye was fussed. He was desperate to get his sidekick connected with my mother-in-law. But he could not unearth a trace of the little toad. In the night, when the wind no longer licks through its unglazed windows, nor prances along its untenanted halls, nor whispers to its million creeping shadows, the fortress is filled with the silence of stone. Cold, cruel dreams stir within the figure pinned to the throne so ancient that bits have given up to dry rot. A gleam from beyond flickers. The figure sighs, drawing in the light, exhaling a balloon of dream that somehow finds its way through the tortuous passages of the fastness and out into the world in search of a receptive mind. Upon the plain itself, the shadows swirl like minnows, sensing the passing of a huge predator. The stars wink down in cold irony.